We go now to NPR's Michael Sullivan, who is reporting from the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. It might be the most heavily fortified strip of land in the world.
The DMZ is only about an hour's drive from the South Korean capital, Seoul. 53 years after the shooting stopped, the North and South are still technically at war, with hundreds of thousands of troops massed on either side and lots of North Korean artillery capable of reaching the South's capital. But if people here are worried about a possible resumption of hostilities after Monday's test, they're doing a good job hiding it. The DMZ may be one of the world's nuclear flashpoints, but it's still a popular tourist destination for foreigners and locals, like these school children who've come today from the capital. Observation post Dora has a massive parking lot, clean restrooms, and a souvenir shop where visitors can buy DMZ keychains and postcards to show their friends back home.
It does take some getting used to, but it's all part of educating the public as to what actually goes on along here in the DMZ.
U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander Chris Dignan says it's been business as usual, tourist-wise, since Monday's test, with hundreds making the trip to Opidora, which overlooks the largely empty North Korean town of Gijeongdong and the Kaesan Industrial Park, where North Korean laborers work in factories owned by firms from the South. Farther up the line in Panmunjom, the atmosphere is less festive and the North Koreans much closer.
Directly behind me in front of you is a three-story building. This is the Panmunjom. This is North Korea's Visitors Welcoming Center. It also serves as a two-man guard post. So you might see KPA Bill and Bob out there right now. The guy standing by the pillar looking at you. The other guy's in the window looking at you with some binoculars. You guys see him?
This is where the two sides meet infrequently to talk. Visitors are forbidden to point or make gestures at the soldiers from the north standing stone-faced just a few yards away.
They look at us, we look at them. They look at us, we look at them. You can feel the tension, but that's everyday business for us.
U.S. Army Captain David Fisher says keeping the peace is the number one priority. The U.S. has reduced its presence in South Korea significantly in recent years, but U.S. soldiers still go out on patrol with South Korean forces along the DMZ, Fisher says, with live ammunition and a sense of purpose should things turn bad.
You know, we're not looking for any issues. We're not looking for problems. But, you know, we train every day. We're ready. But we can only hope that that doesn't happen.
The armistice that put a halt to the Korean War more than 50 years ago is holding, neither side eager for another war. Far more likely, say many analysts in Seoul, is another test by the North. Kim Tae-woo is with the government-funded Institute for Defense Analysis in Seoul.
In the long term, very likely, because nuclear test means the demonstration of North Korean willingness to maintain its nuclear forces in the future. Well, in short term, if U.S. and Japan initiate a stronger sanction against North Korea, then North Korea can take action anytime.
In an interview with the Korean broadcaster Arirang, Kim argued that the North knew it would be even more isolated after Monday's test, but went ahead anyway. Peter Beck, East Asia Program Director for the International Crisis Group, says a solution to the current problem isn't likely anytime soon, unless the U.S. changes its position on dialogue with the North.
The only way that we can really move forward is for the U.S. to engage in bilateral talks with the North and to show a more flexible stance. We certainly need to get tough with North Korea, but we also need to give them a way to back down, and that will ultimately have to come from the United States.
That's an opinion shared by many here. One Secretary of State Rice is likely to hear more of when she visits the region next week. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Seoul.